Hariatu Ture's stately two-story house and the bright white SUV parked outside present a stark contrast to the rundown homes and gutted roads nearby in the neighborhood. But Ture's door is wide open. A constant stream of visitors pass through and loiter in the courtyard outside. They are supporters for Ture's political campaign, and they are excited to stand by her. Ture is running for parliament in elections to be held alongside the presidential election on Saturday. Agnes Camara, 26 years old and a mother of two, says it is very important to have women in politics to combat problems women face.
We will encounter a violence with our husband because me, I'm married now. So we encounter many, many things, difficult things in our country with women. So we sure that if we have women in parliament, we will feel free.
Candidate Ture agrees.
We the women, we know each other's problem. You know, because when whatever you are feeling, the pinch you are feeling, is affecting the other woman. I think we need to help ourselves.
But observers have been disappointed by the number of women candidates in this election. Only about 10% of the candidates for parliamentary seats are women. This is far lower than the 30% minimum women's rights activists were pressing for. Ture says the low number is a result of women being marginalized in the past and having not received enough education or encouragement. But Harriet Ture, president of the 50-50 Group, a Sierra Leonean organization dedicated to gender equality, says despite the low number of female candidates, a push is being made to bring women into the political fold.
We now know that the women must be in those constituencies, nurturing them for the elections.
But she says, a change in the way parliamentary seats are divided in districts is working against women in this election.
We had a change of the mode of elections also. For the last two elections, because it was just after the war, we had a new type of election process here that was called the PR system, which was woman-friendly. And that gave us more women in both parliament and the local government.
PR system stands for proportional representation. In that system, the percentage of votes that groups of candidates obtain in elections is matched with the percentage of parliamentary seats they receive. Even if the party comes in second or third, they are still guaranteed some representation. But in the new system Sierra Leone has adopted, candidates from each party battle for a single seat in each constituency, and the winner takes all. It means political parties aim to present a candidate they feel confident can win. Women, who have only recently begun having a significant role in politics, can be riskier candidates. Candidate Ture says she has experienced resistance to her campaign because she is a woman.
You know, they are calling me all names, all sorts of names. Well, they say I'm a prostitute. They say all sorts of bad things.
But Ture, well known for her successful restaurant and club at a nearby beach, is battling on.
I didn't grow up in a home where there is money, so I suffered a lot. And I know what it meant during those hard days. So I thought it fit to say there are more women out there that are suffering the same I was suffering. If I have got a small chance, it is better for me to help them out.
5 years ago, she began offering scholarships to young girls. She has paid for more than 30 girls to leave the streets and put them in school as well. And 2 years ago, she began offering microcredit loans to women. She has made more than 500 such loans. Her civic activities have brought her a lot of recognition in the community, and she says she is confident of her victory.
I'm going to win 90%. Then I will leave the 10%, the remaining contestant, to go and fight with the 10%. But my 90% is sure.
Ture is running with the ruling Sierra Leone People's Party. Her constituency has tended to vote for the opposition party, the All People's Congress, and the scores of supporters rallying through the neighborhood show that party is still strong here. Analysts say many women candidates face this problem. They are fighting for seats against entrenched candidates. But come election day in Ture's constituency, it is almost a lock a woman will win, and her name will be Ture. She and her opponent from APC, Salimatu Ture, our family. Naomi Schwartz for VOA News, Freetown.